You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
He made an altar of bronze, 20 cubits long and 20 cubits wide and 10 cubits high. Then he made the sea of cast metal. It was round, 10 cubits from brim to brim, and 5 cubits high, and a line of 30 cubits measured its circumference. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. The sea was set on them, and all their rear parts were inward. He also made 10 basins in which to wash, and set 5 on the south side, and 5 on the north side. In these they were to rinse off what was used for the burnt offering, and the sea was for the priests to wash in. And he made 10 golden lampstands as prescribed, and set them in the temple, 5 on the south side, 5 on the north. He also made 10 tables and placed them in the temple, 5 on the south side and 5 on the north. And he made 100 basins of gold. He made the court of the priests, and the great court, and doors for the court, and overlaid their doors with bronze. And he set the sea at the southeast corner of the house. Hiram also made the pots, the shovels, and the basins. So Hiram finished the work that he did for King Solomon on the house of God. Solomon made all these things in great quantities, for the weight of the bronze was not sought. So Solomon made all the vessels that were in the house of God, the golden altar, the tables for the bread of the presence, the lampstands and their lamps of pure gold to burn before the inner sanctuary, as prescribed, the flowers, the lamps, and the tongs of purest gold, the snuffers, basins, dishes for incense, and fire pans of pure gold, and the socket of the temple for the inner doors to the most holy place, and for the doors of the nave of the temple were of gold. Thus all the work that Solomon did for the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in the things that David, his father, had dedicated, and stored the silver, the gold, and all the vessels in the treasuries of the house of God. Here ends the reading. There may be readers now wishing that we might stick with the New Testament readings and not spend so much time in 2 Chronicles. The danger is that we will only read in the New, dismissing the Old as boring, ancient history, irrelevant to what happens in the Gospels and Epistles. But nothing could be further from the truth. In our Old Testament reading for today, we learn of the commitment of King Solomon and the people to building a beautiful place for the worship of the Lord God with prayer and sacrifice. The sacrificial system in Judaism was elaborate and extensive, as it was an essential part of redemption and atonement. It's amazing to consider how everything that was done in the building of the temple was aimed at sacrifice, the offering of appropriate gifts to the Lord God. Luther writes, "Now, however, it is certain that Christ himself is the sacrifice. Indeed, even the altar, who sacrificed himself with his own blood." Luther says, "Now, whereas the sacrifice performed by the Levitical priest took away only artificial sins, so our high priest, Christ, by his own sacrifice and blood, has taken away the true sin, that which in its very nature is sin. He has gone in once for all through the curtain to God to make atonement for us," as it says in Hebrews 9:12. As we read about the completion of the temple, we see prefigured the saving work of Christ Jesus, who is, as Luther says, sacrifice, temple, and altar. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we give thanks for your sacrifice, for forgiveness, and new life. Amen. A suggested Lenten response: search Solomon's temple on the internet for a video explanation of the temple.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.